This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
We are down to the final four, and the AFC and NFC are vying for a trip to New Orleans. It is Championship Sunday, Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. In just a few hours from now, the NFC Championship game gets underway as Jaden Daniels, who's played lights out for Washington in his rookie season, his Red Hot Commanders will clash with Snoquan Barkley. Well, it's more like fair weather thawing out Barkley today in the Philadelphia Eagles, Washington and Philadelphia at 3:05. Then later today, we have the AFC Championship game. And how many times have we seen this matchup? Or should I say, how many more times? How many more times will we see this matchup? Josh Allen, who's certainly having an MVP-type season, he is proving his Buffalo Bills are not a team to take lightly after the departure of Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis in the offseason. They're traveling to Kansas City to take on Patrick Mahomes and the number one overall of the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got Buffalo and Kansas City for the AFC Championship game at 6:40. Trip, what say you about today's games?
Well, first of all, the fact that you've got undoubtedly three of the four best teams, let's be realistic here. Kansas City, Buffalo, you kind of thought the AFC would come down to that. I think we said last week, it was rightfully so, the winner of that Baltimore-Buffalo game, I thought would win. Kansas City, of course, they're going for the three-peat, and they're the number one seed. Flip it over to the NFC. You know, we thought Detroit was going to waltz, and I think everyone was stunned by Washington going into Detroit and beating Detroit. And then the Eagles, they made it look easy in the snow. And Saquon Barkley, as a Giant fan, I can't say I'm shocked. And I'm being truthful here because he was always a good running back. He's got a great line. It says a lot if you watched some of the wide shots. But on that last touchdown, ball goes into his hand. He goes through the line and Jalen Hurts is throwing his arms up in the air in a touchdown salute. And one of the other linemen walked off because they said he's gone. Goodbye. And I think that speaks volumes of how good of a player he is. Not to brag, but I think I did say the Eagles at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. The Eagles might be playing ugly at times, but really does it matter when you have number 26 on the field? They've got a shutdown defense to make the right plays at the right time. Biggest question is going to be how healthy is Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Knee injury, will he be able to make the plays like he did against the Rams when he ran for 44 yards and that score? Now, Washington definitely is going to have to find a way to stop Saquon and force Jalen Hurts into making errant throws if they want really any chance to win this game. And then for the late game today, I mean, I think we're talking about the gridiron history books, talking about how dominant the AFC conference has been since we go back to Tom Brady in 2001. And oh, by the way, he is calling the big game this year. Remember when it was the Patriots to lose? Now it sort of seems like it's the Chiefs to lose, as they're the kings of the AFC. And then when it wasn't Tom Brady in the big dance, we saw Peyton Manning and Big Ben Roethlisberger. Josh Allen, this is kind of a game that's going to define his legacy and forever rewrite the history books by defeating Patrick Mahomes if he does do that. But the big question is, will he do that? Because he's done it at home. But now he's got to do it on the road against Kansas City, which is a tough place to play. And we know that the Chiefs are a force to be reckoned with. Allen is 0-3 against the Chiefs in playoff games. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. Something's got to give, I say, Trip.
I saw this interesting stat. I'm trying to think, and I think it's right. Do you realize that since 2001, either Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes has played in the championship game? I saw that stat and I went, wow, that's amazing. But I think even more amazing, though, let's talk about this run on this Chiefs team now. They have been in the conference championship game 7 years in a row. This is during the time that the NFL is all about parity. And this is seven times they have played for the right to go to the Super Bowl. They're going for a three-peat. They lost one Super Bowl. This Chiefs team, it's amazing. But the other part of it is they're not winning on style points, Mike. Would I like to see Buffalo get there? Yeah. Like to see them get off the schneid. It's like Buffalo, Kansas City, they play in the regular season. Buffalo owns Kansas City in the regular season. Postseason, Kansas City owns Buffalo.
Totally different, yep.
And it is totally different. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, too. Both of them, I think, have a really good feel for what these games mean. I mean, listen, got to give credit where credit is due. Josh Allen last week ran over to Lamar Jackson as soon as the game was over, congratulated him on a great year. That's Mahomes, too. Tom Brady was a bit cocky. New England was a bit cocky.
Yeah.
But I think Mahomes and Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson are all humble. And when they lose to one of the other guys, they are humble. If you look at the betting line on this game, I mean, Kansas City is at home. What is home field? A three-point advantage in the NFL? Kansas City has not had that three-point advantage. Mm-mm. I think I would be concerned about with Buffalo is whether last week was the big game. Pumped to get that point and get that win. And you kind of wonder, do they have enough gas left in the tank? Whereas Kansas City against Houston, they played well, but I don't know if they were really tested in that Houston game.
It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Check, Trip Rogers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. Both home teams are favorite in the games, and we will talk about the spreads a little bit later in our pick segment. You alluded to a few of the games. As we step back to the divisional round where Kansas City did get by Houston, Washington shocking Detroit, Philadelphia snowballing past Los Angeles, and Buffalo squeaking by Baltimore. How about some surprises and disappointments?
The surprise may have been the ease in which Kansas City won their game. Thought it would be more of a fight. But if I'm not mistaken, last week, we both said we didn't think Kansas City was going to cover. We both said that.
Yeah.
We both thought we were going to win, but they weren't going to cover that spread. That was a little big. To say that we're not shocked that Detroit lost, yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked because you look at this Detroit team and all year was Detroit, 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 Detroit. What I think it's kind of amazing that the fact that you had that last game come down to two teams with the best record, going for the best record. Here we are, conference championship week. Both teams are out. Detroit and Minnesota, both gone. Sunday games, I thought, you know, kind of went to script. You knew Los Angeles was going to have trouble. The week before was an emotional week. They had to play on a short week. They were going into Philadelphia. The weather was not conducive, and I think the Rams struggled with that, and I think Philadelphia is built to win games in January. And then the Baltimore-Buffalo game was a classic. You don't want to point the finger. It wasn't Mark Andrews' fault that lost that game. You can say that, and of course, Andrews just came out with a comment on Thursday, finally his first comment about it. I mean, he feels terrible. You know, he joins Jackie Smith from the Super Bowl when he dropped that short touchdown. But again, you win as a team, you lose as a team. I don't think that game was surprising. That game gave us everything we thought it would give us.
Washington Commanders have to be the biggest surprising team for me. 45 points, the most in franchise history for a road playoff game. Can I say the fact that Dan Snyder not owning this team anymore is the difference maker? I just did.
No, you're absolutely right. But the thing about it is you thought it would need another year. And Jane Daniels, though, came out and showed us why. Perhaps maybe he should have been the number one pick. There were people who were saying he was the best quarterback last year. And he played really good. But listen, also, don't sell Dan Quinn short. Dan Quinn took Atlanta to a Super Bowl, and he's a good coach. He didn't get stupid. And he went to Dallas. He turned that defense into something really special. And then he went to Washington. He's got them believing. These are divisional rivals. They've already played twice. These guys know each other. So that game is going to be interesting. Kansas City and Buffalo played each other this year. They are going to know each other.
You know what else is a surprise really quick? All the losing teams racking up more yards of offense than the winners. Houston had 394 versus Kansas City's 227. Detroit 521. Washington 493. Los Angeles 435, Philadelphia 413, and Baltimore 430. Buffalo had 274. You don't have to put up yards to win. As long as you make the right plays at the right time, that's really all that matters. And you're not turning the ball over, which all the winners did not turn the ball over in their games. All right, let's also talk about disappointments. I want to say that the NFC North overall was a huge disappointment.
Yes.
First, you had Green Bay underwhelming against Philadelphia. Then Minnesota got hit by a Mack truck from the Los Angeles Rams. Finally, Detroit knocked off by Washington. And I do think the biggest fraud of them all was the Detroit Lions. I mean, talk about a number one seed that went down. They played competitive in the first half, but they went down hard to Washington. That 0-3 showing by the NFC North, just the second division since the merger to put three teams in the playoffs without winning a single game. The only other time that happened, back in 1982, when the AFC Central put three teams into the playoffs. That was also the season that there was a strike going on. 16 teams made it into the playoffs. The Browns made it into the postseason with a 4-5 record. They only played 9 games that year. Disappointments from the NFC North.
Well, and you know, it's funny. You mentioned that 1982 strike season. Do you remember who played in the AFC Championship game that year? The New York Jets.
Oh.
Because of the expanded postseason, yep. The Jets were able to get to the championship game, and it was played in Miami. Remember, Miami won that mud bowl. The field was, like, virtually unplayable. And that was as close as the Jets had gotten, except for their – I mean, the Jets had been in the AFC championship game in 83, 98, 2009, 2010. That's the closest they've come to going back to the Super Bowl. And I guess that – is a way for us to lead into our next segment, which we will talk about. The NYJ, they have a new HC, which I think is pretty good. Why don't we talk a little bit about the Bears? And you talk about the NFC North, 0-3. The only team that didn't make the playoffs was the Bears. So they went and they got their guy. I mean, I think the rumor was they wanted Ben Johnson. And they went out, they got Ben Johnson. What was the line? I'm going to look forward to playing you guys and beating you guys twice a year. You know, he was ready to go with that one. It's a good hiring for the Bears. Unfortunately, the Lions also now lose both coordinators. And the last team to lose both their coordinators, Philadelphia Eagles a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Just mentioning that real quick. I mean, you can't say you were shocked by the Johnson hiring.
No, I'm not shocked. I mean, ultimately, he picked the Bears because of Caleb Williams. And the upside, especially of his rookie contract coming off a rookie year, I guess there's a lot more upside. And, you know, you were thinking, well, maybe he would go to Jacksonville. About Ben Johnson, essentially, he is the reason why Jacksonville fired their GM, Trent Baalke. Of course, they were all in to get Ben Johnson as well. It was kind of a race between Chicago and Jacksonville. He decides to go with Chicago, I think, in a more favorable situation. So Jacksonville could have had Ben Johnson. Instead, they go with Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator from Tampa Bay, who, by the way, signed an extension to stay a few days earlier, which would have made him the highest paid offensive coordinator in the league. Instead, he's going to Jacksonville and will become the fourth youngest head coach in the NFL behind only Mike McDonald, Ben Johnson, and Sean McVay. Cohen has worked his way up the ranks. 15 seasons as an assistant coach, including 10 at a college level. He spent 4 seasons with the Rams under McVay as an assistant wide receivers coach. That happened for 2 years, an assistant quarterbacks coach and an offensive coordinator. And then this past season, he was with Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay. I just think that Johnson favored the Bears situation. I think they have a bit more talent. Caleb Williams has the potential. We'll see how he does next season. But I think that's the reason why Johnson chose Chicago over Jacksonville.
Familiarity also plays into it because he's seen Chicago now over the last couple of years. So I think he's got a good idea about what that team is about.
We'll take a timeout and we will talk about the aforementioned New York Jets when we come back on the other side.
Here's Hunt, touchdown Kansas City.
Daniels, quick throw, far side, get it out there to McLaurin.
Breakthrough, Terry McLaurin, foot race, McLaurin, it's going to win, touchdown.
Big opening, Barkley. Barkley going to ring the bell again.
God, thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain.
Hand it off and...
walking in for the touchdown is Ray Davis, the rookie.
Got some pressure again, lets it fly high.
It's intercepted, picked off by Quan Martin. Still going, Martin, pick six.
It's a beautiful day, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day.
Mahomes steps up, throws, and he got it. Touchdown, Kelce.
Allen straight ahead, bulldozes in for the touchdown.
Goes Berkeley into the clear through the snow, and this one might send them to the championship game.
The ups and the downs is just a part of the game. It's a beautiful day, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day, yeah.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans are talking everything Philly, from their defense to Jalen Hurts, plus which players are the X factors in today's matchups. And they'll pick the winners from Conference Championship Weekend and tell you who will be playing in Big Game 59. All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. Mike and Tripp's Fantasy Playbook is nothing short of a dub.
You understand me for what I am?
You're listening to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.
Play some football.
Lost a man.
You found us. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Tripp Rogers. The Jets have found their head coach on Wednesday. They go defense once again and hire Detroit Lions defensive coordinator and former New York Jet Aaron Glenn. And I know the immediate reaction here is, well, this could be a Saleh 2.0. Defensive-minded, rookie head coach, Saleh all over again. Saleh was hired for the New York Jets because of his brilliant offensive mind and the defensive schemes that he had in San Francisco. They're not hiring Aaron Glenn for his defensive mind. They are hiring him to bring in a culture change, someone who could bring identity to the team, some passion. Not only that, but he was a scout. He's got scouting experience. And very rare in the NFL to have a head coach who has both playing experience and scouting experience.
There was a great trivia question the other day when Glenn was hired. He is the second former Jets player to become their head coach. Do you know the first one there, Mr. Hall of Famer? Okay, I got you. Just admit I got you, because you know
you
sometimes I do beat the Hall of Famer on this one. Yeah. Walt Michaels. Walt Michaels was a player coach with the Jets in 1963. And of course, he was hired for the Jets. And we talked about the 83 championship game. It was Walt Michaels who was the coach of the Jets that year. The Jets kind of focused in on Aaron Glenn. And we talked about the upset of the Lions. That's one of the reasons why Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn were hot commodities. And one of the reasons why both of them went so quickly, Mike, is because of the fact people wanted them. Jets moved quickly. Aaron Glenn was supposed to talk to New Orleans, and the Jets wouldn't let him out of the building, and they wouldn't let him go. Ben Johnson was supposed to interview with a couple teams. He went with the Bears. I'll be curious to see who Aaron Glenn puts on his staff. Listen, you listen to Detroit players. They think Aaron Glenn is great. Dan Campbell thought the world of Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. And Aaron Glenn, when they did Hard Knocks a couple of years ago, Aaron Glenn was a star. You saw that with this team. The other reason why Aaron Glenn's stock went up so much this year is that Detroit defense. There's so many injuries. And he was able to overcome them and get them to the point where they were the number one seed. There's some coaching there.
I think you would agree with me here that no doubt the Jets vacancy is or was viewed as the toughest availability due to the owner situation and intense media market. Aaron Glenn now has to find a way to figure out what to do at quarterback. Does he build off of last season and if it's going to be Aaron Rodgers once again, or does he orchestrate a positive change for the future and build stability? The future of Davante Adams, that is also uncertain as the Jets could part ways with him. But if I'm a betting man here, Tripp, I think the smartest play for the Jets, they got to part ways with Rodgers, I think. And yeah. I think now's the best time to do it, because now they're bringing in Aaron Glenn. If you keep Rodgers another season and it doesn't work out, then you've set the franchise back another season, where I think if you're starting over fresh with a new coach, start over fresh with a new quarterback too.
It's going to be interesting to see what direction the Jets go, because they're not going to be in a position to really draft a quarterback, right? It's a weak quarterback class to begin with. And of course, their co-tenants in MetLife Field are looking for a quarterback too, the New York Football Giants.
Yeah.
The Jets are going to have to look at what they're going to do. And again, Sam Darnold, you know, is he a bridge? Would he come back and wear green again? I mean, listen,
yeah,
money talks. Aaron Glenn is a good start for the Jets, but it's the New York Jets. This is a franchise and a fandom that is starving. What team hasn't made the playoffs, who has the longest non-playoff streak in the NFL? The NYJ.
Mm-hmm. 14 years.
I think that's going to be paramount for Aaron Glenn. He's familiar with the organization, been there as a player, been there, as you said, a talent scout, and he's wanted to be in this. So I don't know if it's going to be too big for him, but the Jets have made their bed and they're going to sleep in it now. And Aaron Glenn's going to be the guy. And, you know, Mike, we're talking about coaching possibilities, and Glenn was somebody who was mentioned a lot. For all the talk about how good a job the Jacksonville Jaguars job was, the fact that there are candidates running from that job, Doug Peterson was fired the day after. You knew that was going to be open. But they kept the GM, Trent Baalke. We mentioned in the first segment, when Liam Cohen pulled out and went back to Tampa Bay, that's when the owner, Shad Khan, said, maybe I need to get a new GM. Here's another situation. Aaron Glenn hired as head coach before the GM. Here's another case where I think a coach is going to be hired before the GM. You've already got a good quarterback there. He's coming back off injury, but Trevor Lawrence, you know, they gave him a big extension last year. And I think that was a positive. They've just got to build on that, and let's see who goes there. And we still have a couple of more coaching vacancies that need to be filled.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go!
We got two big games. One of them involves our locals. We've been following them all year, the Eagles. Our point spreads are courtesy of FoxSports.com, as we always say. First up this afternoon, the Eagles will take on the Washington Commanders. Eagles are a 6-point favorite. You know, Mike questioned Nick Sirianni, but listen, Nick Sirianni has done nothing but win. So I've got to eat my words a little bit. I think Nick Sirianni has done a great job. This team, very talented. I think this team can win. This Washington team, though, boy, they've been giant killers. These two teams have played a couple of games this year. I think the Eagles' offense is going to be the key. Ball control is going to be the key. Do I think the Eagles are going to beat them by 6 points? No. Do I think the Eagles are going to win? Yes. I don't think they cover six. That seems to be an awful high spread given how Washington played last week against Detroit. What say you, Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I mean, I think this game is going to be decided by a few factors. How well Washington can defend Barkley. I think they'll be able to keep him in check. Jalen Hurts' health, and then Jaden Daniels' ability to make plays against that Fangio defense. When you have Cliff Kingsbury on the other side, I think this is going to be a competitive game. Advantage to Philly, but I don't think that they cover the spread, so I'll go Washington.
And of course, the nightcap tonight, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, they are holders of the best record of all four teams, and they are a 1.5-point favorite against the Buffalo Bills. It's not like we haven't seen this before. A couple years ago, that was a classic overtime game. In fact, it was that game that prompted the NFL to change the overtime rules because Kansas City scored that touchdown with 13 seconds, got the ball on the kickoff, went down, scored again, and Buffalo never had a chance to touch the ball. They played some great games over the years. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Josh Allen. Buffalo's defense, question mark. Again, Kansas City, you've sat there and just wondered how they can do it. They're looking for history. They're looking for a three-peat. I'll take Kansas City in this game. I'd like to see some history. I think a lot of people are getting tired of seeing Patrick Mahomes, and I wouldn't cry if Buffalo won. The only thing I'd say is if Buffalo goes, you don't want them to become the first five-time loser. That's what scares me.
Buffalo playing four road games against teams that eventually made the playoffs, and they went 1-3 in those games. They have given up 425 yards or more in those games. Josh Allen doesn't play as well on the road than he does typically at home. Got that phrase, never say never, the phrase any given Sunday, and it could happen. But I can't pick against the refs. The Kansas City Chiefs. So I am going for the Chiefs, yes.
You're not going to pick against the chefs?
The chefs or the refs?
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
I apologize. We forgot about our twofers, which we normally do. And if you'll allow me to go first, sir.
Okay.
Allow me to go. You are the Hall of Famer, but if you'll allow me to go first.
Take it away.
Two players I'm going to look at this week. Number one, Terry McLaurin. He's been the guy who has led this Commanders offense. And every time you turn around, in fantasy, he's called Scary Terry for a reason because, you know, you never know what he's going to do well. I think he's going to be key in this game. Washington has got to feed that offense through him. They've got to get him open. And if he can get open, I think that's going to help them. In the other game, I'm going to go Buffalo, throw kind of a wild card on this. James Cook is going to control that game for Buffalo. James Cook's got to have a big game. If Buffalo is to win, they can't be throwing the ball. It can't be a track meet with Kansas City. They have got to work, and they've got to be able to get ball control. Because, again, you don't want to have them on the field. You don't want Kansas City to be on the field. Control the ball. Same thing.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Terry McLaurin. I'm going with Alamide Zaccheaus in Washington.
Okay.
And Von Miller for Buffalo. The Eagles, they lead it in total defense, pass defense. And they pace the NFC in scoring defense. So that is not an easy task, but it can happen with Jaden Daniels. He threw 5 touchdown passes the last time they played Philadelphia. And in that game, Zaccheaus caught 5 for 70 and 2 touchdowns. You mentioned Scary Terry McLaurin. He is the guy, but all Zaccheaus needs to do, take advantage of single coverage, and he's off to the races. Then on the other game, I'm going to talk about Von Miller and that Buffalo defense. They need to get pressure on Mahomes. That is most critical in this game. They were just average in the regular season. 39 sacks, just the middle of the pack. Miller has played only 279 snaps this season, and he was tied for second on the team with 6 sacks. If the Bills are really going to disrupt that Kansas City offense, Von Miller needs to turn back the clock to the days when he was a force to be reckoned with. He's going to have to be a playmaker in this one, so I'm going to go with him. And I think for the Eagles, too, all eyes are going to be on Jalen Hurts and, of course, Saquon Barkley, the defense, too. But why not the passing game? And why not a guy who, not A.J. Brown, not Devonta Smith, what about the tight end, Dallas Goedert? I think he can make some big plays in that offense when they need him. And he's been a key to that offense throughout the season.
I'm going to throw a name in there who may have a chip on his shoulder, Jahan Dotson. Remember, he was with Washington, traded to the Eagles before the season started. Jahan Dotson could be somebody who surprises in this game this afternoon.
It's no surprise. We are the championship team that leads it each and every Sunday. Yeah, that's right. We are the Fantasy Celtics. We are here for you each and every Sunday, but there is no show next week, but we will return for Big Game 59 in 2 weeks on February the 9th. We are looking forward to that one. Oh man, it is going to be exciting for us. We hope you enjoy your Sunday. Reminder, we are here for you each and every Sunday at noon, except for next week. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
Except for next week, and you are not.
I love that.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans. And tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.